Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot delivered some good news yesterday. New data show the growth in coronavirus cases in Chicago is beginning to slow. It also shows just over half of all Chicagoans could have COVID-19 right now if they didn't help to flatten the curve. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch reports.
In March, when coronavirus was beginning to emerge in Chicago, cases came fast. They doubled every 2 days. Now, they're doubling every 12 days.
These gains represent some of the most hopeful signs yet, that we are on the right path and our work is paying off.
Lightfoot says that's largely due to a huge transformation. The popular lakefront is closed, so are schools and businesses. We're all staying 6 feet apart and at home. Lightfoot thanks Chicagoans for doing their part, but still, she's cautious.
We should not confuse improvement with success. Despite our recent gains, I want all of Chicago to hear me loud and clear. We still have a long way to go.
City leaders say there's much to be done before they're comfortable with easing some social distancing restrictions, testing more people for coronavirus, making sure hospitals don't get overwhelmed with patients, and seeing even more progress in the trajectory of cases.
We need to get to a point where it is entirely flat and we stop talking about doubling and we start talking about it coming down.
Dr. Allison Arwoody runs the Chicago Department of Public Health.
And we're going to get there, but we're not there just yet.
Ultimately, it's Governor J.B. Pritzker's call for when schools and businesses reopen, when a stay-at-home order lifts, and things start to feel a little more normal. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.